So without actually you getting fired,
yes.
And what can you tell me about that experience or process that you go through?
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good point. I am under a, this is unscripted. I am under an NDA where I'm not allowed to talk about certain things unless it's public knowledge or based on my own knowledge. But I think most people understand that who have studied it, that when you're a quality rater, Google gives you search results and you're rating search results and the websites in those search results on relevance, how well this meets your needs, and the quality of the web pages in those search results. And it's a pretty thorough process. It takes a lot of time. And I was also surprised how I always thought of quality raters as kind of like, maybe I was biased. I thought it was kind of a lower end job. You have to be pretty intelligent to rate these web pages, and they expect a certain score. There's a right answer and a wrong answer because they have, you know, multiple quality raters rating the same results. And if you're outside the range, you'll get graded and say, hey, you're rating too high, you're rating too low, until you get higher and higher up the food chain. So that's been an interesting experience.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.